Okay, I'm so gonna get bashed for this. Are you guys ready for some loud opinions? It's Yara, by the way, and welcome to Unorthodox, the place where I'm gonna open the can of worms no one wants to touch. That's what happens when you give a skeptic a microphone. Join me on Podio for weekly episodes where I attempt to explore the ins and outs of society and people, and I ask the most important question of them all, why? Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unorthodox. This is actually a long-awaited episode for me. I've been trying to set this up for a long time, and I'm so excited to tell you guys that joining me today in the studio is Nibal Araghchi, a renowned actress, screenwriter, and producer from Lebanon. Nibal, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. How about you give us a bit of background about yourself?
I live 25 years in Paris.
Yep.
We left in when the war started, actually. So I grew up there. I can read or write Arabic. So it's very funny because people always ask me, how do you write movies in Arabic since you can't write Arabic? So I write them in phonetic.
No, that's so cool. And, no way.
Yeah, I don't know how cool it is because it takes way, way much more time, but it's the only way I can do it.
So you have someone who translates the movies, like translates the script to actual Arabic?
It's not someone who translates it, actually. It's someone who adapts it. It means that because sometimes I write in French.
Yeah.
So I sit with this person. I'm next to him every line that he adapts in Arabic. I don't like to say translate because it's not a translation.
Okay.
So we talk because I can say the words and the sentences I need to know in Arabic. I just don't know how to write them. So we talk about the scene, we talk about the mood, we talk about the spirit, and then we give it
a voice.
The Arabic that I can write, yes.
Okay, great. So I recently actually watched Yalla Aqbalkon and Yalla Aqbalkon Shabab, which are spaced out, I think, 2014, 2016. Am I correct?
Yes. صح.
And I watched these movies on Netflix thinking they would be like, you know, شي سخيف هيك, إنه شي يلا تسلية, أبو ضحكة ضحكتين. And it turns out you got so, so many social issues in there that you portray in such a comedic way, but not in a way that is maskhara, in a way that is comedy, but you're getting like a really tough storyline underneath all that comedy. So I want to know, like, that's, yani, do you adapt that from real life? Like, do you see this in real life, or do you try to make it comedic? كرمال إنه العالم شوي.
No, شوفي, no, it's not that I try to make it. أنا طريقة شغلي إنه j'aime faire passer les messages de manière un peu rigolote, si tu veux. C'est-à-dire que même si on parle de sujets qui sont durs, qui sont tabous, qui sont gênants, qui sont dramatiques.
Yeah.
Et بجرب ضحك العالم بس at the same time faire passer mes messages de cette manière-là.
Okay. طيب بدي احكي بشغله انت تناولتيها بيور موفيز actually, be both of them. Something that I talk about a lot on my episodes and something that's كتير موجود بالمجتمع عنا اللبناني. I want to talk about sex and about how sex happens every single day, multiple times a day, with a lot of people, married, not married, underage, not underage. Did you have that in mind when you were making your movies? Did you have in mind, you wanted to portray this in a way, hey, هيدا شي طبيعي وهيدا شي بيصير. Like, that was never the focus.
It's not the focus at all. And it's not, my movie is not talking about sex. My movie talks about relationships. But quand tu dis relationships, it includes sex. So I don't think نحن عايشين بوقت when بتضل البنت a virgin لحديد ما تتجوز, or we don't live in that era anymore.
Of course.
So so sex has to be part of relationships. فبالنسبة لي it's something normal. It's not something that has to be taboo.
Of course. Do you actually choose taboo topics for your movies? Is that what you center your stories about?
لا لا مش انه عم فتش على قصص تابو بدي احكي عنها بحب احكي عن اشياء سو دي سوجي كي متوش
اوكي
يعني اي سي سوفون دي سوجي سوسيو بس انه اللي عم بحكي انا عنهم بيلا على بالكم ما اخترعت شيء كمان انه مش ما حدا يفكر انه تزكيت واخترعت توبيك بالعكس عم بحكي عن العلاقات
اكيد
واللي عم فرجيه انا بالفيلم كلنا عايشينه يعني واصلا كل القصص حقيقيين ان كان بنات او شباب او كلنا حبينا كلنا ظهرنا مع واحد كذاب او مع واحد خاننا اذا مش نحن بنعرف حدا ظهر مع واحد مجوز يعني منه شيء كتير غريب اللي انا عم بحكي فيه عايشين فيه بالمجتمع كل الوقت
اكيد كمان شغله بدي ضوي عليها انه بي يور سكند موفي يلا عبالكم شباب there was a topic that you spoke about that I have never seen spoken about in Arabic cinema, at least the movies that I have seen, and that is bulimia or eating disorders in general. So how did you go about كيف طلع معك هيدا الشيء كيف بدك تحكي بالموضوع؟
كان جاب لي أحكي بالموضوع because I had a friend of mine who was bulimic.
Yeah.
And it was a guy. And usually, النسوين بيكونوا bulimic أو anorexic أو it's more of a woman eating disorder. وكتير قليل إنه رجال يكونوا bulimic. فكان هذا من واحد من المواضيع اللي كان جاب لي أحكي عنه لأنه صار في طرق الواحد يتعالج. بس أكيد لازم يكون عنده النية يكون عنده ال very strong will
أكيد
يعني it's not a sickness again in between brackets that I blame عرفتي إنه it's not I don't think people choose to be bulimic it happens but it's a mental disorder as well يعني it's those sicknesses are psychological
yeah nothing comes from nothing يعني
so at no point there's تمسخر على الموضوع أو يعني we're not making fun about anyone but we're just trying to show that this disorder exists but you can be treated when it comes to those cases الشخص who is living through that ما كتير بيحس
أكيد
it's harder على العالم اللي حواليه So this is كمان something that I wanted to show إنه قد إيه you can suffer from that even if you're not the one who's affected by it physically.
And throughout that storyline in يلا عبالكم شباب, we see your character actually Nina who marries a doctor, a very famous cardiac surgeon, هو عنده bulimia. We see that very shockingly by the way, يعني watching the movie بتحسي إنه عم نتسلى عم نضحك عم بتقو حنك on screen وهيك it's funny and then all of a sudden we see this backstory of people.
إيه بالضبط يعني this is يعني on paper Nina and Hatem are the perfect couple. مثل في كتير couples بتشوفهم تقولي واو إنه I wish I was them they look so happy and so this and so that and they have it all and ولما بتحكي شوي and بتفوت على بيوتهم they are the most miserable people. So هيدا كان كمان جعبالي فرجي إنه مش لأنه الأبارانس من برا حلوة معناتها إنه those people have it all or they're extremely happy because most of them are not.
No, أكيد. And we see that in the movie. And اللي حبيته كتير بالفيلمين إنه ما في شيء يعني exaggerated كتير عرفتي إنه it's very real situations يمكن كلنا شايفينهم إنه okay
ما في شيء exaggerated at all مش كتير at all
أبدا
لأنه all the cases حتى البنات سوري اللي بيصحوا فرانج وبيظهروا كرمال ينشارلهم جزدين أو سكربيني ما تطلع حواليك موجودين يعني مش
أكيد
ما في شيء اخترعته عملك they're all true stories
and that leads me to my next question انت هول تو موفيز لايك يو ساد انه انت مش انه قعدت وفكرت كتير فيهم تطلع معك توبيك انه ذيس توبيكس استوحيتيهم من وات ايفر واز هابينينج اراوند يو ان ذا اند اند يو جاست ساد ناو بيست اون ترو ستوريز هاف يو اكشلي انكاونترد بيبل لايك ذيس اور هاف بيبل يو نو قالوا لك عن عالم هيك
لا ما اكيد ما عمل لك وان ام تيلينج يو ذير اول ترو ستوريز ات مينز ذات ايف دون يعني بيلا عبالكم شباب قط مع بانش اوف جايز قلت لهم جايز خبروني اوسخ قصص صاروا معكم مع بنات اوبورتونيستيك ماتيرياليستيك فعشان هيك عمل لك ما اخترعت شيء يعني all يعني stories with the guys those are stories that happen to my guy friends and all the rest are the stories that are happening around me
yeah And between the shift between the two movies, بأول movie منحس أكتر you have a female tone, a female perspective, أكيد. That's the point of the movie. And then in the second movie, it's the male perspective. Did you find it hard to shift?
No, because as I told you, I sat with lots of men.
Yeah.
I tried. I don't know if I succeeded, but you know, to get their spirit and their way of talking and their way of acting.
Yeah.
So this is how I did it. But ما كان مفروض يعني I never planned to do يلا عبيلكن شباب. But يلا عبيلكن was out and alhamdulillah did very, very well. And كلهم قالوا لي بعد okay, we have the girls' perspective, but what about the guys? Would like to have their point of view, see how they function. And I heard that like 20, 30, 40 times.
Okay.
And I was okay, you know, maybe I should do a guy version of يلا عبيلكن.
Yeah.
But my movies don't, يعني في يلا قصة ثواني اللي هو بالنسبة لي by far my best movie.
Yeah.
اللي نعمل قبله on hold.
Yeah.
في wanted مطلوبين عن أربع اختياري بيهربوا من دار عجزي. So those two movies will be on Netflix starting next July.
Perfect.
Netflix just bought them from me. And Netflix worldwide, so people will be able to watch them from anywhere.
That's perfect. Speaking of the change in perspective, قلتي لي حكيتي مع شباب وهيك. When you're casting for your movies, especially movies that are like this, that are very much about society and what's happening in society, do you cast according to how good the acting is? Because the acting is very good. It's brilliant. Or do your fellow actors and actresses, do they share your point of view about some things? Do you take their input? How does that process go for you?
شوفي أنا I'm a Nazi when I work so I'm involved in every step of the movie from the pre-production till the last edit yeah لحديد ما الفيلم يكون بالسينما so I choose the actors I cast them some of them don't need to be cast بس يعني واحدة مثل جوليا أسار أو نادو فرحات أو دارين حمزة يعني أكيد مش أي حاجة عملون كاستين I know they can do it. So أي طبعاً we discuss the character and وأنا مني يعني لما بكتب شغلي as long as the spirit of and the meaning of what I wrote is here they can use their own words and يمكن أنا كمان لما بمثل لما بيجيني سيناريو في كلمات يمكن أنا بستعملها فإذا بدي أقولهم ما حيطلعوا ناتورال لما أقولهم
أكيد.
So I use my own words so and my actors do that as well. They don't have to stick 100% to the script.
Okay.
As long as the meaning is here.
And Kamina, you discuss with them, Akide, your vision for the movie and what you want to see and what you want to stress upon. لأنه the acting is, بتحسي حالك قاعدة بمطعم يعني, مش إنه حدا عم بيمثل إنه قاعد بمطعم, you know, it's very natural.
إيه, شوفي, أنا أهم شيء عندي التمثيل لأنه في كتير overacting sometimes بالدراما بالمسلسلات وهيك وهيدا الشغلة أنا ما فيه so ما بظن حدا فيه يقول إنه my actors are not good
of course
أو there's a lack in the acting part and all of them even the secondary actors so yes it's something I really stress on وانت ما تنسي كمان يعني I do lots of rehearsals before
yeah okay.
ahead of time يعني ما بيوصلوا on set يلا this is your script and عادة عندي شهر rehearsals مع الممثلين قبل التصوير
الشغلة بدي أحكيها عن البلوت of يلا عبيلكن شباب كمان عن نينا وحاتم the most intriguing couple for me صراحة very intriguing
okay.
لأنه they're very real كمان مرق معنا بهيدا الموفي domestic violence مرق معنا domestic abuse مرق معنا you know breakdowns of both characters مرق معنا a scene of marital rape which كتير كتير يعني بتذكر قعدت my friends وحضرتوا الموفي and I wanted them to see that part and just watch their reactions على هيدا البارت where Hatem forces Nina to have sex because she woke him up or something.
Yes.
And everyone was shocked.
Hey, because she's ovulating and she wants a child.
Yeah.
And he's in his own bubble, يعني لما يكون تعبين أو لما يكون شربين شوي خلاص ببطل بيشوف قدامه.
Yes.
وكمان بتصير يعني مش أول واحد بي يمكن فيه يكون هي ما بدها وهو he forces himself on her so it's
أكيد بس the shocking part about it was that they went through all of these things يعني I think you looked at all of the problems that a couple might have and you put them in this couple and it's very shocking when you go through the movie to see that
I tried to talk about as many topics I could when it comes to relationships yes
and just before we close كمان in this couple, in the end of the movie, after the abuse, after the violence, and I don't want to not call it that because it is that, بيرجعوا بالآخر بتشوفي إنه في reconciliation بيناتهم. Do you think that sends a wrong message?
No, because highly, if a man is abusive with a woman, of course she should run away from him. But in this case, he was sick, and she leaves him.
Yeah.
يعني it's not like he hit her and then he said I'm sorry and she's بترجع لعنده اوكي حبيبي سمحتك. No, it's not that. واخدت القصة كذا شهر and بس she loves him. Yeah. At the end of the day, he's not a bad guy.
No,
this is the most important. He's not a violent guy and he's not a mean or a bad person. He was just a sick person. So when he got treated, this is where she went back to him. It's after he got treated. Because as long as he was not, she would have never gone back to him. But at the end of the day, he is not a bad man.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Okay.
مش شخص كل نهار قاعد عم بخبطها وعم بيدعوسها. يعني it happened once or twice in their couple. Then again, I'm not justifying this, but yet still, those things happen. So, في كذا دغري when it comes to violence.
Yeah.
وفي كمان نسوان أقوى من غيرهم. في مرة يمكن إذا أكلت كف بوشها حتقلك حتبرم ظهرها وتمشي
أكيد.
وفي عالم حيتدعوسوا ويبقوا لأنه they have no other choice and يمكن لأنه عم يصرف على البيت أو يمكن لأنه منا معلمة أو يمكن لأنه for many reasons
أكيد.
I don't think no I'm sending the wrong message because she stood by the man she loves.
Fair enough. One last question actually. Since you talk about a lot of societal issues, and when I went to see you about this interview, you told me about an upcoming movie with other societal issues that are equally as important.
Yes.
Would you ever consider writing or including in one of your movies any LGBT characters, trying to normalize that in the future? Do you have anything in mind for that?
شوفي, it's highly, ليه مش كتير بركز على هذا الموضوع. Not that I'm against it, not
of
at
course.
All. بس عندي مشكلة رأيبة. So where this is where I will be facing problems because it's one of the topics that you can really not talk about or you can talk about it in a very, very hicky,
very light way, يعني.
إيه بس in a way I don't want to talk about. يعني if I want to talk about it, I want to go all the way
yes.
and talk about it. بس إنه ما بدي أنا فرجي اثنين لسبيان بس مشين بالشارع وعم يمسكوا إيدين بعض because this is all I can show.
Yeah.
To show as this. So if I need to show more, I want to be able to show more. والمشكلة إنه الرقابة is very strict about that. So write a movie about this knowing that it will be censored. Unless I write it for other countries, but not for Lebanon.
Okay.
عرفتي؟ يعني مش للأسف عايشين بمجتمع where شوفي في few things you cannot talk about in Lebanon اللي هن السياسي
yeah.
الدين
yep.
and sexual orientations. هون you would face problems. It's not that I don't want to. It's that I will not be able to write it the way I want to write it or talk about it.
All right. Well, Nibal, it was great having you with us.
Thank you so much.
It's been, Anjad, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for coming on.
Anytime.
And I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you, Habibti.
Thank you so much for watching, guys. And I'll see you guys next time. شو اسمك دينك حزبك انا مع جعجع انا مع عون انا شيعي وانا سني مش نحنا بلشنا هولهن انسوا لي هالحركات يمتمروا على التلفزيون لكن نحنا من عين الرماني نحنا قنابل رماني نحنا من الشياح نحنا معنا اقوى سلاح قبل المشكل شلاح قبل المشكل شلاح مشو